WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Dangerous winds are whipping across New Jersey. Stormy weather throughout the day today, and those winds will intensify in the hours ahead. Gusts of 60 miles an hour today. Temperatures may be up around 70, but powerful thunderstorms will also be rumbling through. That's closing a number of coronavirus test sites today. The PNC Bank Arts Center, Ocean County College, County College of Morris, Hudson Regional Hospital, and the Robbinsville location all closed today. Governor Murphy is cautioning against rushing to reopen parts of our economy, fearing a resurgence of COVID-19, even though there are signs New Jersey continues to flatten the curve. Starting tonight, he's ordered you to wear a mask when you pick up food or basically do anything when you leave the house. Aside from wearing masks, social distancing, stay-at-home rules, all likely to remain in effect for the next several weeks.
Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the Jersey Health Department says a number of factors will determine when the phase back to normalcy can begin, including COVID-19 death rates, hospitalizations, emergency room visits.
And we're looking at the positivity numbers. We'd like to see the percent of positives go down because that would again suggest with the same amount of testing, this was less common in the population.
Governor Murphy says once the COVID-19 numbers start dropping, rapid testing will hopefully be available across the state.
So that you could quickly make an assessment. Quarantine, if necessary, is going to be hugely important in reopening.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey hospital is believed to be the first to try experimental stem cell therapy on a critically ill coronavirus patient. Doctors have used blood cells from a human placenta, injecting it into the patient at Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck. NJ.com reports doctors hope those stem cells will boost the immune system and might even help rebuild damaged lung tissue, but it's too soon to know if it will work. The economic toll continues to be great of this pandemic. A third of Americans missed their rent payments for April. Will the waves of pandemic-related layoffs reach public workers? To at least a small degree, yes. But some local workers are on the front lines of responding to the emergency. Many municipalities never reverse cutbacks made after the Great Recession and Superstorm Sandy.
Jersey City expects a $70 million budget impact that is offering buyouts to more than 400 non-essential employees. Rutgers University local government expert Mark Pfeiffer doesn't expect most cities and towns will follow suit.
I wouldn't look at Jersey City as a typical municipality.
Pfeiffer says municipalities might turn to tax anticipation notes, which would incur interest costs, but address short-term cash flow needs.
There's going to be a time where we have to muddle through this, and hopefully it's 3 to 6 months, and then we'll be back to some sense of normalcy, so our solutions need to be ones that will just get us through this period.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
A nasty and very active weather day for New Jersey. It looks like the heaviest rain and strongest winds will come from late morning through early afternoon. And that wind is our biggest concern here. Gusts to 50-plus miles an hour inland, 60-plus miles an hour along the coast. That's certainly enough to cause some power outages, down trees and branches, blow around garbage cans and patio furniture today. In addition, we'll be watching for severe weather this afternoon, some strong thunderstorms out there. It'll be warm and humid with highs near 70. That absolutely plays into the strength of this powerful storm system. Drying out, clearing out, and calming down this evening with lows falling into the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, much nicer, partly sunny, a light breeze, and highs in the mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
It is 60 in New Brunswick, Alpha 58, Jackson is 58. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.